Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a fantastic start, middle, or end to your day. Just going to jump straight in right now and have a look at the top 10 before I crack on with something I haven't really covered before, actually, that I think is really, really important. And it's because it's inspired by what I'm doing tomorrow. Yes, stand by. You'll find out. Looking at Bitcoin now, I've been talking about the pullback. It's happening. It's on. It's in. It's done. Well, I shouldn't say it's done because it may not be done. There may not be a pullback. It may keep going further. But until it proves otherwise, it's just a pullback. And if I look at the daily right now, look, I'm not really too interested in trading off of the daily, if I'm honest with you. There is a slightly lower high there. It's not something I'm concerned about. It's just not the best chart to look at. I mean, when I compare the one day to the 2 day is an absolute bull terror. And that's what I'm waiting for right there. If I can get my little bullish candle in there, then I would be the happiest man alive. I don't know what day we'll have to see today. If it doesn't close, if there's not a new candle opening today, then it's going to be a weekend little candle I'm waiting for, which could actually work out really well. As you guys know, we often don't get a great deal of volume and trading movement over the weekend. So it could just work out for us here, guys. Certainly, I am patiently waiting. And that's something I've been doing for a long time, to be honest. You guys know, because you've been following the show for long enough, or you've done my courses, or you've been on MarketView, or whatever it may be, you all pretty much know by now that there's a huge amount of patience that goes into the way I trade. It's not just about taking trades all of the time, but look, you know, if you're someone who wants to be an active trader and you want to trade consistently, you know, want to trade lots each day, look, there's still going to be opportunities out there. You just need to really be, you know, very much on the ball. Some days you won't find anything, you know, that's just the way it goes. I can recall a period of time, it was 1 October, I think it was 2012 or 13. I can't recall exactly, but it was definitely October. The entire month of October, I took one trade. Now, of course, I wasn't trading crypto back then. I mean, I was trading foreign exchange. I was trading commodities. I was trading equities in the UK, in Australia, and the US. Primarily, the volume that I was putting through was in the US. I was trading most products that moved. You know, I was happy to look at treasuries, that sort of thing as well. I had a watch list of, 45 foreign exchange pairs, I think about 15 commodities. Obviously, the S&P 500 was what I was also keeping a close eye on, and also the FTSE 100 and the ASX 200, focusing mostly on the top 100 in the ASX there. So I was covering a lot of products. But the thing is that markets tend to move together. So when it rains, it really hails, you know what I mean? When it rains, it pours, I should say. It really, really does. So for now, I mean, Bitcoin's in a great looking uptrend here on the two daily. But if we go across the remainder of the market, you know, if I just do a quick run through the top 10, which is my first top 10 run through of the day, I mean, look, if I'm looking at Ethereum right now, and it's just bearish. I mean, look, in all honesty, it's looking more likely that we'll get trades on Ethereum at the moment because it has started to move into a downtrend. Bitcoin Cash still very sideways. It is technically lower high, lower low on the daily, but still looking pretty average. EOS also, I was keeping an eye on that yesterday for a trade, but that was against Bitcoin. EOS is now downtrending, but there's support coming up. Cardano looking much better as well, downtrending. Lumen has just found that support at 26 cents or around about that area. We'll see if we break down through there. NEO is not looking too bad, actually. It's probably one of the better ones if I'm considering against the US dollar for opportunity short. IOTA is still sitting smack bang on that support right there, about 89.90 cents, which looks really, really nice. I'm going to keep an eye on that for opportunities over the next few days. Ripple the same, had a bit of a pop and a pull back, sitting on support also, and Litecoin looks pretty average. So when you cut across the top 10, and look, honestly, today is a day where there's been a little bit more activity coming in to the market as far as trend goes. When you cut back, you know, the market moves together as one for the most part. And obviously in crypto, we don't have access to trade every single product. I mean, effectively, we've got the platforms that we've got, the list of products that we've got to go long and short. That's all we've got. You know, we can only go long on anything against Bitcoin that's listed. We can't go short on anything And we can't trade with leverage or margin on anything either. So we are still in a fairly infant stage, and I'm hoping to bring us out of that stage with some projects that are coming up, and we're working with them at the moment. If they come to fruition, I will certainly let you know, and we'll work from there. But yeah, it's not a lot going on. It's about being patient. It's about waiting. There will be opportunities out there as I do my scans every single day, the top 100 I do. There's always a watch list. There's always something we're keeping a close eye on. It's just not always trades every single day. I'll give you a couple of examples. I'm short IOTA Bitcoin right now. That's one that I've been short for a few days. OMG's having a good downtrend. NEO, as I said before, also looking very good. I think I might have actually been filled in a trade on that potentially. I'll have to have a look at that shortly. But there is still opportunities to be looked at out there, but patience is definitely required. Speaking of which, tomorrow I'm going to the Sydney Boat Show. So I haven't talked about, you know, goals and dreams that much. You know, what I was taught from a pretty young age is that dream building is a worthy exercise. So whenever I go to places where I see big yachts or big boats or, you know, the things that I really like, and it's usually for me, it's a, you know, it's a good four-wheel drive or a good caravan, so I know that I can get the hell out of the city and go and explore this wonderful country. It's travel, it's fishing, it's boating, it's diving. I went for my first night dive last night in 18 months, so that was really cool. But yeah, I'm going to the boat show tomorrow. Dad's flying down tonight, and I'm going to spend the day with Dad after I get my work done. Wandering around the Sydney Boat Show. Now, what I'm going to be doing is going and looking at a specific type of boat. It's called an Edencraft because I've set a goal. I want to buy one within 18 months. I mean, I want to order one within 12, but I want to buy it within 18. So we're moving shortly. Myself and my family are going to be moving somewhere. I'm not quite sure exactly where yet. Destination to be decided, but wherever it is, there'll be water there. So that's why 12 months, because I need to go get myself a new place, get settled in, and then get myself a boat. So I'm going to go check out these Edencraft boats and just sort of walk them, stand in them, and basically own one right there when I stand on board. It's that feeling of this is mine that helps you when you're having hard times, often, to reaffirm why you're doing it. So I do suggest that if the boat show comes around, if that's your thing, or the car show, or the travel show, or whatever it is that really excites you, that drives you forward to do the things that you want to do and inspires you to succeed, I definitely think that should be a part of your trading plan as well, a part of your life plan. Focus. Obviously, we need to focus on the process because that's the part that gets us there. But sometimes we need to remind ourselves why we're doing all this bloody hard work, because times do get tough, things do get frustrating, and we need something there at the end of the tunnel that we're focused on. If we're just walking around without a yellow brick road in front of us, sometimes we can get lost. So tomorrow I'm at the boat show. I'll still be with you. I'll still be doing my scans. And I'll be checking the market in the morning and in the night. Have a great day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.